Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But here to talk about that, the changes, the injuries, the possible return of healthy players from the Baltimore Sun. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Matt Wyrick. Matt, what is up? Good morning. How are you feeling today?
Doing good, fellas. How are you guys?
Doing all right. And look, Charlie Morton pitched better out of the bullpen. His last two starts, quality varieties, both lead to wins. And we were talking earlier about a zany scenario where Charlie Morton may not saying it's real yet, but going from a guy that we all wanted DFA'd, well, a lot of fans did, to a guy that he might be able to trade if they're still out of it, and he's showing a pulse here. But what has led to Charlie Morton looking like the guy that Mike Elias signed in the first place for $15 million?
Yeah, certainly was a worst-case scenario start to the season for Morton, and took him a while to figure things out. You know, he identified what the problem was with his mechanics, realized he was tipping pitches a little bit, but also just wasn't getting his body, his lower half, kind of in sync with his arm. And it was causing his arm to kind of be behind the rest of his body, which was affecting his command. So he identified that as a problem, but he just wasn't able to get his arm synced up with his body. He was trying to speed up his arm to catch up to the rest of his delivery, and it just wasn't working until in Anaheim a little under a month ago now, he realized, why don't I just slow everything else down instead of trying to speed the arm up? And that is where he felt like things started to click. He was able to get his command back under control, and now has come back into the rotation and made two straight quality starts of very impressive variety. So obviously, the White Sox being the White Sox, not a team that really strikes the fear of God into you by any means, but it's trending in the right direction. And, you know, there's certainly a path for him to be traded at the deadline as somebody who has a track record of providing innings and history in the playoffs of having success. You know, the Nationals traded John Lester, the ghost of John Lester, really, and got Lane Thomas for him at the trade deadline a couple of years ago. In what ended up being Lester's final season. Maybe the Orioles pull the same with Morton. It remains to be seen.
Now, let's stay with the rotation in general, and in particular, you talk about the command improving for Morton. Sagano's kind of always been on point. Eplin coming out the IL was, you know, giving up a ton of homers, but boy, was he outstanding. Kramer. So what, Povich, all right, another discussion, I guess, to have. But what about the other four just getting it together outside of Morton, and why the command seems to be, they're winning the strike zone battle, it seems, against opposing hitters, at least during this recent stretch of success?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is part of what the design was for this rotation. It was really command over stuff. I mean, this isn't a rotation, you know, especially without Bradish and Grayson Rodriguez in it, a rotation that blows you away with 99 mile per hour fastballs and crazy movement on the off speed. You know, this is a rotation largely built around veteran arms who can be a bit crafty. You know, no, guys who aren't going to light up the radar gun, but can have that pinpoint command. I mean, Zach Eflin has one of the lowest walk rates in baseball over the past few years, and Tomoyuki Sugano came over from Japan with a similar track record. So it kind of checks out that that is, as the rotation has started to round into form, the way it's been doing it. It's just a question of how sustainable that is. In today's game, it's not a way that a lot of teams have constructed their pitching staffs, and certainly not their rotations and the front ends of it. But it's a way the Orioles have had success so far. And, you know, this was the plan, was for how this is shaping out. So whether that can continue, I think is going to be a big part of, you know, where we see the Orioles ending up by the trade deadline next month.
All right, Matt, we'll look at Heston Kjerstad and given opportunities now because of Kowser hurt. O'Neill's been on the shelf a couple of times, as you know, because you're in that clubhouse all the time. Now Mullins, he's going to be out for at least 10 days, maybe longer, who really knows. But has Heston Kjerstad, in your opinion, been given a fair amount of at-bats to prove what he's capable of, or are we still maybe making absolute decisions on this kid way too early here?
I mean, it's certainly still early for him in terms of the number of at-bats he has in his career. And, you know, I would never say that he's reached his apex this early into his MLB career. There's certainly room for him to turn things around. But as far as this opportunity he's gotten, it's been a fair one for sure. He's gotten the opportunity to play every day, to play both corner outfield spots, to start against lefties. Basically everything that you would want for a young player to have a runway to prove himself, and ultimately he hasn't been able to do it. You know, and even staying healthy so far this year, he's been able to do it after dealing with injuries the past couple of seasons. So it's obviously a disappointing stretch for Kjerstad, and you know, with Colton Kowser coming back, Ramon Laureano might not be far behind. Jord Westberg obviously nearing a return. They're going to have to make some roster moves. And do they decide to, you know, hold on to Cooper Hummel, who can play both corner outfield spots, maybe better defensively than Kjerstad can, and give Kjerstad a chance to reset in AAA? I feel like it's got to be on the table at this point. And, you know, whether they're willing to take that drastic an action with him, with the guys they have coming back, I think we're going to see in the next couple of days.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles off today in Seattle, 3-game set. Starts tomorrow night out there. They got to keep Cal Raleigh in the ballpark. That's one key for that series. But with Kobe Mayo, we talk about opportunity. He has 60 career at-bats. We know, like Kjerstad, he was wearing a slow-pitch softball for him down on the farm. So he's going to get an opportunity with Mountie out, it looks like. Matt, what do you think about Kobe Mayo maybe seizing said opportunity here?
Yeah, you know, I think any numbers that Kobe Mayo has posted to this point in his MLB career really have to be thrown out. He just hasn't played regularly enough and long enough to really have any kind of meaningful takeaways. And that was obviously what we were saying about Heston Kjerstad up until this season. And he's done what he's done with that opportunity. But now I think with Ryan Mountcastle being on the injured list, this is your first real opportunity to see him at first base. You know, obviously third has been a bit of an adventure for him thus far. A lot of people think that he is going to end up at first eventually anyway. So with Mountcastle on the injured list, with a hamstring strain that can be fickle, you know, this is maybe your chance to really see if he can kind of run away with a job. Obviously, with Jordan Westberg coming back, he's not really going to be able to play much third base, especially with Ramon Arias and his bat, and you wanting to keep that in the lineup as well. First is really the only place I think you can play him on an everyday basis now for the next week or two, and maybe this is his chance to finally show us what he can do at the MLB level once he finally starts.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To settle in.
Hey, Matt, from what you're seeing from Rutschman and what you've seen from Rutschman, do you have any faith or belief that he's going to get it turned around?
Man, you know, we're getting deep into the season to talk about how the expected numbers are different from the actual numbers. At a certain point, you do have to produce, and ultimately Adley Rutschman hasn't been able to do that. I do think that there have been moments this year that you see the Adley Rutschman of old going the opposite way, you know, working walks, things like that. But ultimately, you know, it's been a struggle, and it's been a struggle now for going on a year. So there is, you know, something to be said for what your back of your baseball card looks like. And right now it hasn't been pretty, but you know, the Orioles hitting coaches, everybody in that building insist that the process is good, that there's going to be better results. You know, I think we're just reached the point now where, you know, he has to start showing it. Because if we get into the second half of this season, late in the year, and he is still not hitting the way that we've seen Adley Rutschman hit, I don't think that you can go into next season, you know, assuming that he is going to bounce back like I think you were able to do coming into this year.
Matt Weirich, real quick, by the end of June, will the Orioles be within 5 of the wild card? Yes or no?
I will say 5. I think I could see them being within 5. But ultimately, they've got to be able to build off of what they're doing now. The playoffs are still just so far away. You know, I don't know that this team has a lot that needs to go right before I think we can start talking about playoffs.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun. Matt, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it, fellas.
There's Matt Weirich. We'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports over the weekend. A few things, so stick around for those. And then Howard Balzer, been covering the National Football League for many, many years. He's one of the best at it. We'll get his thoughts on this week's football news, which is heading into OTAs, week number 2. Then you got mandatory mini camps, and believe it or not, we got the season right around the corner.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.